Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to fluctuate, and the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia, reports that 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now 95. It's 95. And the daily equivalent sunspot number is 41. 41. Here in Melbourne, channel usage in the windows 1930 to 2030 on 6 and 7 megahertz remains high. And the following summary of notable frequency occupancies in these bands was made recently. First of all, 1930 to 2000. 5960, the voice of Turkey. In Turkish. 5985, China Radio International, Beijing, in Portuguese. 5995, the Voice of Hope, the political broadcasting station, broadcasting from transmitting site in Korea, the Korean Republic, in Korean. And 6010, NHK Radio Japan, Yamata, in Japanese. And 6020, China Radio International from transmitting site near Beijing in Albania. And 6030, Ethiopia, Radio Oromia in Oromo language. And 6090, another Ethiopian station, Radio Amhara, broadcasting in Amharic. And 6090, China Radio International from Urumqi in Romanian. 6110, China Radio International from Xi'an in Russian. 6145, the Korean broadcasting system with the relay at Wolverton in England, with its programs in French to Africa, the Middle East and Europe. 6170, Voice of America from the Bibus relay station in Germany, with its transmission in Kurdish. 6185, England, Radio Taiwan International from the Wolverton relay station, broadcasting in German. Now, between 2000 and 2030, many frequencies in this band are occupied by strong transmissions from China Radio International. However, this is the summary. 7215, China Radio International from the Serik, Albania relay station in Arabic. And 7245, China Radio International from Baoji in Russian. And 7255 in Chinese from the Kashi transmitting site. And 7265,
also from Kashi in Esperanto. 7280, the voice of Vietnam in German with its external service to Europe and Africa. 7305, China Radio International from Urumqi in Polish. And 7315, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Azeri. 7325, number of China Radio International frequencies include Urumqi in Serbian, 7335 from Beijing transmitting site in Chinese, 7350 from Urumqi in French, 7390 from Xi'an in Serbian, and 7440 from Beijing in Chinese. 7360, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in English. 7365, the Voice of America from the Thailand Relay at Udon in Korean. It's the morning service in Korean. And 7485, another frequency for the Voice of America in Korean, this time from Chinang in the Philippines. So quite good reception here in Melbourne as we move through our winter period. In fact, our midwinter has actually passed. So those frequencies, of course, were notable channel occupancies made in the 1930 to 2030 time period recent. Now, some news of international broadcasting schedules. These have been provided by our friends in Bulgaria from the DX Mix News Online service. Afghanistan. Radio Afghanistan's external service has been heard in Europe on 6100 with the programs to South Asia between 1532 and 1647 in English, Urdu and Arabic. Transmitter is 100 kilowatts, the antenna 125 degrees, 125. Now, some other news from Bulgaria, our monitors there. The Lutheran World Federation, also known as the Voice of Gospel, by the Issedun relay station in France, noted on 15315 between 1830 and 1900 to Western Central Africa in various African languages. Transmitter is 500 kilowatts, antenna is 180 degrees, 180. And the Voice of the Oromo Liberation by the Nauen transmitting site in Germany. This was heard on 15420 between 1700 and 1730 to East Africa in the Afar and Oromo languages on Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays. Transmitter is 100 kilowatts, the antenna is 139 degrees. Now, the Italian Broadcasting Corporation, IBC Radio, relaying its longwave service on 6070, station noted between 1300 and 1400, non-directional to Central Europe in Italian on Saturday. Transmitter is only very small power, 25 kilowatts, it's non-directional antenna. And Adventist World Radio via the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station, heard in Europe, 1400 to 1430 on 15440 to Southern Asia in Urdu, 300 kilowatts, 090 antenna, and 1430 to 1500 on 17605. To East Africa in the Afar language, 300 kilowatts, 145 degrees. And good signals in Europe of a station known as Radio Adal, A-D-A-L, Radio Adal, broadcasting from the Issedun relay station in France. Frequency is 15205 between 1500 and 1530 to East Africa in Arabic on Saturdays. And 1530 to 1558, same frequency, same transmitting site, to East Africa in Tigrinya. That's the Tigrinya language antenna, 100 kilowatts, and the antenna is 125 degrees. And the voice of the Andes in South America, well, not really from South America, but it's using transmitting facility at Moosburg in Austria. 1300 between 1530 and 1602 to Central Asia in Russian. And the further frequency, a further channel actually, 13800 1602 to 1630 in Chechen on Saturdays. And both of those services are on Saturdays. The first one at 1530 is Russian, and the second one at 1602 is in Chechen. That's from Moosburg in Austria, 100 kilowatts, 090 degrees. Now some information concerning broadcasts from Morocco. According to information from the station at Nador, known as Radio Medi 1, Radio Mediterranee, stopped broadcasting on shortwaves, has actually deleted, abandoned all shortwave broadcasts. The station was using 9575 from the transmitting site at Nador for 24 hours each day, had been using that for several years, with 250 kilowatts with 110 degrees, intended for North Africa in Arabic and French. So the station's reported as having abandoned all of its shortwave services, all of its shortwave broadcasts on 9575. Myanmar Radio, noted in Europe on 5985, 1530 to 1700, to Southeast Asia in English, very small power, only 250 watts. So, for more information from Bulgaria, we have the Living Water Ministry via Radio Guinea on 9650, noted in Europe, 1430 to 1730 on 9650 to Northeast Africa in Arabic, and the antenna is 289 degrees. And 0600 to midnight, also on 9650 to West Africa in French, and that's actually the program of Radio Guinea, Conakry. Italy. After many weeks of absence due to a transmitter fault, Marconi Radio International has resumed on shortwave. It uses a frequency of 11390 from an unknown transmitting site on Sundays between 0830 and 1130, 250 watts, intended for reception direct primarily in Western Europe in various languages. And the Ministry of Information, Radio Kuwait, has been heard in Europe with its English programs between 1800 and 1830 on 15540. Very good reception in Europe. Transmitter 250 kilowatts and the antenna 310 degrees, 310.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.